EP News, I'm Mike Hempen. Hamas released 24 hostages who had been held captive in Gaza for weeks, and Israel freed 39 Palestinians from prison in the first stage of a swap under a four-day ceasefire deal. Speaking from his Nantucket vacation home, President Biden says the release of the hostages can start the ceasefire process to get badly needed aid into Gaza.
More than 200 trucks arrived at the crossing point in Egypt into Gaza today. These trucks carry food and medicine, as well as fuel and cooking gas.
With the truce start Friday morning, Gaza's 2.3 million Palestinians saw quiet for the first time after 7 weeks. Former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is being sued by a former aide who says Cuomo sexually harassed her while he was still in office. Cuomo's former executive assistant, Brittany Camisso, filed the case against the ex-governor in state Supreme Court in Albany. Camisso was one of at least 11 women who accused Cuomo of sexual misconduct in 2021, leading to his abrupt resignation. He has denied the allegations. Wall Street closed up for the week with muted trading on a holiday shortened Friday.
I'm Ken Sweet, and this is the AP Markets Report. Stocks closed mixed in a half-day trading session Friday. The S&P 500 inched up 0.1%, while the NASDAQ Composite slipped 0.1%. But the major indexes ended the week higher for the fourth straight week. Gains in healthcare, financial, energy, and other sectors helped temper losses in technology and communication stocks. Trading was slow as markets reopened following the Thanksgiving holiday on Thursday. Investors are focused on the health of the U.S. consumer, with the critical holiday shopping season beginning with Black Friday. Retail stocks such as Best Buy, Dollar Tree, and Ralph Lauren were among the biggest gainers.
This is AP News. Are you out shopping today, Black Friday? AP correspondent Rita Foley has more on the busiest shopping day of the year.
Retailers are hoping you're ready to buy this holiday season. They're stepping up the discounts to try to attract those who are holding out for the best deals. At Macy's Herald Square in New York, shoppers began streaming in soon after the doors opened at 6 this morning, finding discounts up to 50% on almost all boots and shoes. Many handbags were half-priced. This woman in the Los Angeles area was looking for bargains at the mall last night. Yep, Thanksgiving night.
60% off, 70% off, up to 50% off, just take it where you can.
She talked to ABC 7 Los Angeles. The National Retail Federation expects holiday sales will rise 3 to 4% for the holiday period, November through December. I'm Rita Foley.
I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.